Aleishur Cherek Aleph, Kuf Pei Aleph, at the bottom. Vidyasa Nivraus, Hiya Ma'imida Oisano al Metziusino Hamitis. It's that knowledge that we are created that places us in a position to understand and to appreciate our true existence. That Gemara in Seita Dafei continues, Kol Adam Sheesh Bogasus Ruach, a person with arrogance, Ein Afarui Nin Ar. Literally, his earth, his soil, will not be shaken. It means will not experience techiyas meisim. Shneema, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perik Chavav, Hakitzu Verenenu Sheichinei Afar. Yeshayahu is speaking about techiyas meisim and he's calling out to Sheichinei Afar. Literally, those who dwell in the earth, wake up, rejoice. But the Gemara Darshan's over here, Mishena Asa Shochein La'afar Bechayav. He's speaking, the drosh is on the words, Sheikhnei Afar, those who dwell in the dust. The person became a Shochein, became close, attached to the earth in his lifetime. Rashi explains, Mashpil Atzmoi La'afar, the person who became humble. And that's why the Gemara says that a person with arrogance will not experience Techiyas HaMisim. The author explains all of this. Hine lomadno, we learned previously, ki yesod ha'afar ha'megusham v'chol dalet yesod is. Out of all those four fundamentals, the afar, the mayim, the ruach, the eish, afar is the lowest, it's the most earthy. U'mimenu ha'atzla v'atzvus v'yeush, it is associated with laziness and melancholy and despair. V'hoikanus ha'shiflus sheba'adam, we castigated the lowliness of a person, that inertia that doesn't allow a person to soar. V'hinei, what happens here is a remarkable thing. The end of the Avodah, where we're dealing with the sort of Eish, the last one, is rooted in the beginning. In rectifying and working the last Yesod of Eish, which is associated with arrogance, we come back full circle to Afar, as we see in the statement of Yeshayahu in Chazal. Meaning that lifnei haboireis barach, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein la'adam ele la'ashpil atzmei le'afar, the person has to humble himself like the earth, uvazeye afarin in ar bischias ha'misim. And that taka high becomes, in inverted commas, eligible for techiyas ha'misim. The author will explain it further now. The pasuk in Bereshis, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adama. And Vayitzer is spelled with two letters, Yud, as opposed to elsewhere in the Parsha where it uses just one Yud. So Chazal comment, Rashi quotes him, Shetei Yetziros. Those two Yuds refer to two separate creations over here. Yetzira la'olam hazeh, v'yitzira l'ischiyas ha'misim. One in la'olam hazeh, one in l'ischiyas ha'misim. And the author elaborates, Be'afar yishnan shetei yetziris. When it comes to this idea of afar, because the pasuk speaks about creating man as afar min adama, there are two creations of here. Ha'achas zeh shel olam hazeh. That's what we discussed previously. Here, kveidus v'ashiflus, that man is created with a certain inertia, lowliness. V'asheniya, but the second one, zeh shel olam haba, is a positive aspect of afar. Koyach hatzmicha, Le'etz ha'chaim. It's the earth that supports the growth of Eitz ha'chaim. U'mitzad yetzira zoi, from this perspective, harei ha'afar hu kli kibul livracha u'kedusha. The afar is what brings about the bracha. Hu ha'afar ha'kadosh shel ha'karas nifus. That's the afar associated with the humility of recognizing and acknowledging that one is a created being. That itself becomes the basis for the growth, like in literal sense, earth is the basis for the growth of the tree. Zeu seid haach na'alif ne'ashem. This is really the profound idea of humility before Hashem. She'einah mashpila midake ayis adam. That it does not humiliate a person, does not suppress a person. She'arei ala shiflus she'be'afilus izgaber bereshis avayit asoid. At the beginning, when he was working on the first yesoid, he overcame the low aspect of afar already. This, the humility, is what reveals the, so to speak, the pot plant, where there will be a growth of Kedusha. To elaborate, Dorash Rova, this is also in Sota Daf Yud Zayin, Bischa Shomar Avraham, V'onichi Afar V'Ifer, he said it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when pleading for Sedoim, I'm but afar, yeah, dust and ashes. Zechuban of Lishte Mitzvois. So his progeny earned two mitzvois. Efer para, that's para aduma, va'afar seita, the sand that is used in the procedure of seita in Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara asks, Ve'ikanami afar kisui hadam, the mitzvah to use sand to cover the blood of a chaya. Hasam hechsher mitzvah ika hana'a leika. The Gemara rejects it, no, because there's no hana'a. At any rate, ein baturah secha eskemi. When the Torah speaks about the reward, that Avram did this, and Banav earned this. It's not something arbitrary. It's not stam kacha. A person did X and he gets Y. There's a deep connection. Meha'afar ve'efer shel Avraham Avinu, from his statement, afar ve'efer, tzamecha uchanius kedusha. Again, afar in the sense really of allowing growth. It's the bedrock, not the bedrock, that would be the wrong term. It's the foundation, the earth for uchanius kedusha. Shelein bias that comes from the procedure of seita that clears the woman from suspicion, tara mitum asmeis, which is the procedure of paradoma, kapara al maaseh eagle, because paradoma is a kapara for the eagle has a hav, kol ze tzomach, again the emphasis on tzomach, we're talking about sprouting, growing from this afar, the spiritual growth that comes from afar, it grew from the fact that Avraham humbled himself mamash to the level of afar when he said onoichi afar va'efer. Ki segula zoit muna be'achnas nevalif nebori. This is something, this property is built in to humility, that it turns that afar in the human being now to a positive element from which a tree of life can grow. Vezoi ha'yetzira shniya. That's the second yetzira shibitziras adam afar min adama, which is associated with Tchiyas HaMisim. It's a magnificent insight. He summarizes it all up now. Hadvarim niflaim, it's really wondrous. V'yesh lishtomem, we should be astonished. Hein mipilei Torah Kedosha, both of the, regarding the wonders of the Torah, v'hen minifla'is adam ha'tira, and also the wonder here of what happens to the Torah personality. Ki davka ha'mashpil atzmo la'afa mamash, specifically the person humbled himself mamash, afar, he sees himself like Avraham, truly as, but the earth, without any exaggeration. Dafka that, megale be'afaroi so te'etzira l'ischiyas ha'misim. He discovers that afar and that humility is the very growth, the very bed that you need for the tree of life to sprout, to give t'chiyas ha'misim. She'etziras kedusha v'tara ruchanius. And it creates, like we saw in the case of Avraham, kedusha, tara ruchanius. Afaroi min ar lischia, this is a paraphrase, of course, of Pasuk in Yeshaya that we saw. His afar is already ready for Tchiyas HaMisim. Kvar b'chaim ha'is, already while he's alive. Uve'achnasoi enu mevatel atzmo. In his humility, he does not eradicate or negate himself. Ela mechayev afaroi. What he does is, again, to charge his afar, legalos bekuchos uchanim niflaim, to discover within it that humility, that the yesod of afar, supreme spiritual forces. Kol ze amur b'adam ha'moideh nivra'usei. All of this applies to a person who acknowledges, recognizes his createdness, as opposed to the arrogant person who denies it. The Gemara in Sita Defei continues. Kol adam sheish bogasus haruach shechina miyeleles alav. A person with arrogance, the shechina wails over him. כל אדם שיש בגסוס הרוח אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא אין אני והוא יכולים לדור בעולם. הקדוש ברוך הוא says about him, he and I cannot dwell together, coexist in the world. צורס הדברים ברורה. The outline over here is very clear. תכליסנו בעולמנו, our purpose, one way to express our purpose in the world is להגיע לידי קרבס אלוהיקים שיש חינה. To reach a state of closeness to הקדוש ברוך הוא, to his divine presence. Gas ruach machati es amaterazi. A person with arrogance misses it. He sees himself again as independent, autonomous, and merely misses this ideal of becoming closer to his creator. Hashchina krova rak lemakiri nivra'usei. The divine presence can only be close to a person who acknowledges that he was created. Lachain, because this person is missing the whole plot, as people would say, Hashchina atzma mekonenes al hagasuach. The Shechina wails over this. Al sheichtim atras chayav. This person has missed the entire point of life. Ki alav eina shechina tochal yishreis. The Shekhinah will not be able to dwell upon him. He's missed the entire objective. Furthermore, gas ruach shenim yispatel lefanav yisbarach, a person like that, an arrogant person who has no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chai be'olam chiloini. Of course, he lives in a secular world, secular in the negative sense of it, besech milchemes chayim achzaris, in the midst of a cruel struggle for survival, tarud umutzban, preoccupied, anxious, stressed. It's of course a paraphrase of Pasuk. So on the one hand, very exalts in his accomplishments. On the other hand, constantly on edge. What's with the stock exchange? What's with the exchange rate? What's with my competitor? What's with this and that and the other? Always on edge and stressed. We can deduce the positive as well. The person who is liberated himself from arrogance. Ashechina kuriva elav, the divine presence is close to him. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu omer ani vehu yecholin ladur b'olam. He and I can coexist in the world. Hamachnia atzmoi, such a person, haboyri yisborach dar imoi b'olam, lives with him. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Lives with him. Ve'imken, if that is so, ha'adam ro'i kedusha ve'ashgacha b'ma'asav. The person will see the hashgacha, the intervention of Akadosh Baruch Hu in all of his deeds. V'chastei Hashem v'chokhmasei b'olam, you will see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his guidance. V'siyata d'shamayim v'chol asher hu poneh, divine assistance, whoever it is. The next point is related. Me'ata, with what you said in the previous paragraph in particular, navin toifa'a, we can understand a phenomenon, shekol adam akiyosei, says that every person recognizes. I'm not convinced that every person recognizes. I certainly have seen it. It's something that one can see starkly, perhaps if one is looking for it, that gasus ruach kriva lehefech ledikon v'yush. Arrogance is often associated with melancholy and despair. It's two sides of the same coin. Davka because gasus ruach mekanes achulsha. It's davka in the person where there's a lot of arrogance and what is perceived perhaps or projected as self-confidence, there's actual weakness. It's like an empty thing, a balloon. Hatkifus achitzuni is that external strength and aggression. Yeah, that external aggression and strength and confidence. Eina ela hasva'a lechois olim pnimi. Often it is merely a camouflage for internal doubt and lack of ability and doubt. So he says it's a phenomenon you can recognize. One can see this. They go often hand in hand. And that's the continuation of the sugya. There in Seita Daf Hei. The Gemara continues, Kol Adam Shesh Bagasus Ruach, a person with arrogance, Ruach Kim'a Oicharatoi. A slight breeze is enough to upset him, to push him, to rattle him, to push him out of his comfort. Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasus haruach, the Gemara continues, laseif hu nifchas. Eventually, his nifchas is brought down. He is deflated. Me'ata, with this point, mizbareres hamashma'us ha'enoishis shel hakaras nevuos. What we clarify now is the human meaning, human significance of recognizing one's createdness. Einanu bevu mila de chasidus. Again, the standard a caveat. We're not explaining mila de chasidus, kim begilu yesodos adam. We're just describing and revealing the foundations of the personality. Gasus haruach yishichas nivraus, as we said many times now, arrogance is to forget or to suppress the knowledge that one is created. Uvaze misrachek adam mishorashav. A person thereby is distanced from his roots. And just like in the case of a physical tree, when the roots are weak, the whole thing, one breeze can blow it over, so to such a person. It doesn't take much to flatten such a person. Shoresh ha'ishiyus, in our terminology now, the root, and the word root is chosen very carefully, the root of one's personality, hu yachasei achayel boroi, is his living connection to the Creator. If that living connection is strong, the person has strong roots, and a ruach kim'a does not budge him. If a person doesn't have a vital and dynamic connection to his Creator, the root is weak, and therefore very easy to blow over. In brackets, simlev, note well, Einenu omrim shorish ha'adam hu ha'borei. We're not saying that the root of the person is the creator. Ki zeh ha'davar pashut u'muvan me'lav. That's obvious. That's something that, of course, the person is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's pashut. Anu medabrim el ha'ishiyus. We're talking about the personality. Adam she'ibeid ve'itzev. A person who is molded and worked with tzurasev tzuras chayav. He's molded his personality and the way that he lives, kafinity asoy hakarasov, in accordance with his predilections and his tendencies and his understanding. The shoyrish ha'ishiyus, and what we said above, is that the root of that is huayachas al borei, one's relationship to one's creator. Yachas shu metapeach, a relationship which is cultivated, mitoich hakara v'regesh, through recognition, through feel. Ha'adam be'itzuv ish yusoy, a person who's molding his personality, mochach lakir ba'uvda, he must recognize this. She'shorshoyu ha'boireh, he must see that the root is in the Creator. Uvazeh u'kosher sakesh imboi, and thereby finalize that connection with his Creator. That's in brackets. Onwards, yachas chay la'boireh, this idea we're speaking about, that the root of the personality is his dynamic relationship with the Creator. Davar gadoil hu, this is something profound. Karev laze kol ha'isek b'Torah mitzvois. A person who's involved in Torah mitzvois is close. It's not guaranteed. He is close. Uvechol zos lo rabim magim lachat. Nonetheless, not many reach this. Not many have a warm relationship with the Creator. Rak b'sha'os shel sheket uvdidus. You come back to that idea that we saw in the case of Ruach. In those moments of quiet and solitude, Adam oimed ala keshe benoven boreh. That's when a person can feel, can ascertain the connection between his Creator. That's when it happens. Dafka then, uvli ratzein mefoirash, without an explicit desire le'oirer davar gadol zeh, to stimulate this and to work on it, bevadai she'em emen vali. It stays beyond the person's reach, and that's why it needs solitude. Otherwise, a person is too busy to actually have a clear appreciation for the state of his relationship with the Creator. Let's see the footnote at this point. Beyeser oimik nir'e, we can slightly more deeply, we can see ki hakaras anivraus, that idea that we're speaking about of recognizing one createdness, he ameatzeves es dmus adam, that's what molds and shapes a person's personality. Vehi he ameviatu lema'ala sabidus, it brings him to that level, the accomplishment of solitude. Here we're talking about solitude as an actual achievement, an accomplishment, that he has this maila. Not just, this goes beyond the idea of utilizing those hours when a person is alone. We're talking about the level of betidus. Come and see something deep in Balak. Bil'am pronounces, I see it, the Jewish people from the head of the boulders, umigvois ashrenu, I scan them, I look at them from the hills. Hein am levadad yishkoin, a nation that dwells in solitude. Rashi, ani mistakel bereshisam, that's what reish tzuri means, and gvois, I look at their origins. Uvischilas shorsheihem, I look at the beginnings of their roots, their voice and their mois. I see them solidly planted, like these boulders and hills, through the voice of Imois, who planted the beginning of the nation. That's a quotation. The Torah reveals, the Torah connects solitude with a deep spiritual root. Haklal Yisrael badad, Klal Yisrael is described as am levadad yishkoin. Why? Mipnei shiyu miyosadim chuzak mitzvah shurashav. It's because there's a deep and intimate link here, because it's strong at its roots. Velachen hu levadoi mikol mishpachoy samim, am levadad yishkoin. Only the Jewish people are am levadad yishkoin. Mizei nenu omdim al sod inyan abdidus. Here we have a much clearer perception now of this idea of solitude, v'agdar asobro, a clear definition. More so than when we spoke about Ruach. Bemakoyim sheyesh shorish ruchani, where there's a spiritual root, shamish bedidus, you'll find solitude. Uve'ein shorish embedidus, the converse is so true. Adam shezachal emalas bedidus, a person who achieves this. And again, this is not just the utilization of certain opportunities, but a person who earns this midah, this ma'ala, this accomplishment, this level of bedidus, bechach yeshnam lo shoshim, he has roots. Kloma hu oimed al shirashav. He understands. He understands. This, parenthetically, I would add, this is a great advantage to those people who are fortunate enough to be born as we'd call it introverted. There's a tremendous step forward already, as opposed to somebody who's naturally extroverted. Being introverted is already a step towards the smiler of Bedidus. Speaking about this, writes, V'achakach yishomer, beware, pen yet e'o yischar rayon libcha, lest you make a mistake of here, ki b'chevras ha'chachamim ha'yodim es elokim es teresa. He's speaking about a group of chachamim who are knowledgeable, he'ader inyana b'nichus v'anachas malas yichud. That in such a group you can't have b'didus. No, achia b'didus ha'gumura v'yichidus ha'shlema. He says in such a group of chachamim you can davka have perfect solitude. The author says, Hashem is ba'er b'zaz Hashem. It's really what we're trying to explain. Solitude is not measured in the extent to which a person has become a hermit. We said it before and we discussed it. That's not the idea, to isolate oneself from the processes of life and from society. Solitude is measured by the extent to which a person is in touch with his spiritual roots and attached to them. Lachain, that's why the Chovas Lebavi says, Chevras ha-chachamim ya b'didus ha-gmura. That a group of chachamim is the perfect b'didus. Ki hem shimrim al shoshem. These are people who preserve their roots. V'chol ma'ase v'chol machshava shem. Every action of theirs, every thought of theirs, mechubar umdubak me'akosh ha-kdusha, is always connected to a source of kdusha. Ein shum davar mibachutz minatek otam yishashem. From the outside, nothing can detach them from the roots. Lo'i pachad mim adam. They're not afraid of people. They're not drawn by kavod to the extent that they could be detached from the roots. Lo'inagim chitzonim, outside pleasure. All these things that don't detach them from the roots. Back to the text, in the middle of the page. Bin kudazu higi adam elatzmo. At this point, the person reaches himself. Ela nikudah pnimis, that inner point, eleha sho'afnu bechol shelavei avodas hapitis. That point that we aspire to at all stages of our individual work. When we see ourselves connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mushrashim u'shesulim b'elokus, rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'rega ze higanu l'atzmeinu. At that moment, we've reached ourselves, we've reached that deepest point. Shuv lo yita'akren ruach kima. A breeze will not uproot us. These buffeting winds will not uproot us. Ki shorash chazak, we have a strong root. Rak adam menutak mimkom chibur. It's only a person who's detached from that connection that ruach kim'a oicharatoi. A little wind can completely upset him. Zoi nekudat daka admoed. It's a very subtle point. Finally, be'oisa sugya shanu bevirra. In that same sugya, Seita Dafei, yesh oid ma'amar. There's one last statement. Hamar'e be'alil, that shows clearly ad kama kasheu le'agir nekudas etzmin. How difficult it is to reach this point we just mentioned, the inner point within oneself, when a person sees himself as completely connected, rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That statement says, Ein tefilasei shel adam nishmas, elem ken meisim liboy kevasar. A person's tefillah is not heard unless he transforms his heart into flesh. The author asks, Ha'isek betefillah u'machnes esmon fel boy. A person is involved in tefillah and is humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shezo inyan tefillah, we've said a number of times, that's tefillah, humility. I could have thought that he's already reached that inner point. Why is the room to demand another step of him? To make his heart as flesh. What does that add now? The answer is this. It's a warning lest we be caught up in a superficial artificiality. Chazal are telling us over here at the end of the sugya, in the very process of making ourselves more humble, we can delude ourselves. It's always the danger, self-deception. Always, being human being. So dafka in the process of making ourselves more humble, a person can actually delude himself. A person can be in the midst of davening and to truly recognize his createdness, but he might forget that he's a human being. Gam malach makini b'nivaus. Even a malach or also Malach, recognizes that he's created. He knows he was, he didn't create himself. Aval lev basar ein lo, he doesn't have a heart of flesh. Umahi hakaras nivraus be'emes. What is the true hakaras nivraus without this last step of self-deception? So we have it in Unsanatoykev. Emes ketah yitzram v'ata yedah yitzram ki heim basar v'adam. That's what this, it's the same terminology that Chazal put there. That the human being is basar, not to get in the process of making oneself humble to become a malach. No. Another author paraphrases this. Ani, the true hakaras nivos is to know, ha'adam bitva'av, the person with his nature. Im midoisai hara'ois v'tav v'sam rabois, with my negative midois, with my numerous desires, asher yitzri uvedim yonesai shalti malai, often dominated and controlled by my yetzara and my dimyonois, my fantasies, my asayim vulbalim, often confused and just not clear, or machshev esay ruban lirayin, with a very numerous incorrect thoughts, kach ani chay, that's who I am, v'im causes, and nonetheless, if he recognizes that I'm not a malach and I have all of these issues, ani ma'amid etzmi lifnei bo'ei, nonetheless, to force myself to stand before the Creator, ki bechol zos ani mechubar elav, because nonetheless, despite all of these shortcomings, I'm connected to him. V'shorshei nishmosim urim bo, and the roots of my soul are intertwined in him. That would be the ultimate point. Adkan.